Hi. Today is Sunday, the 20th of November, 2021. It's been a long time since I've done a recording, a very long time. I just want to talk about some relevant issues regarding the immigration system in the United States. Recently, the House of Representatives approved not a pathway to citizenship directly to people who came as or have become the Dreamers here. But in a sense, it makes a little bit let's be redundant. It makes sense that they would try to help individuals who I think were before 2011, if I am correct and if I heard correctly and read correctly, and were here before 2011 to be able to get a 10-year permit, and that could be renewed for every 5 years, which allows illegal immigrants to be able to get the paperwork in order. As you know, there's a great vacancy of jobs that immigrants are filling in, and at times illegal immigrants are filling jobs that people here don't want to do. But that's one side of the immigration issue. Now it has to go to the Senate to see if it's approved as it is, or if there's any other reforms. We shall see what happens with that. What I'm talking about now is people who actually have to go through the system of immigration for years and years and years until their case is heard. And at times, I do believe strongly that the government of the United States intentionally at times pushes people's master calendars or individual hearings for future dates in hopes that the individual may just give up and deport themselves back to their home country. In my personal experience, I had my last immigration hearing dated for July 11th of 2019, and this was pushed to March the 3rd of 2023. And the reason they gave me was because the government of the United States could not find my file, so they were not prepared. And I arrived to the immigration court really early, and I wasn't even notified. I was notified probably about 5 days after that they had changed my immigration court hearing. So what is an immigrant like myself who came to the United States as a student, came with a visa, completed his time of studies here, applied before his studies ended for what they call optional practical training, or OPT as it's known, which the Department of Homeland Security will give any student who completes a program here 1 year of practical training in what they studied. And I did this, I applied, got it, and I did help on a volunteer basis. And later, I legally got married to my spouse. And soon after, I became a conditional resident. I lost my conditional residency because I did not remove or apply to remove my conditional residency. And my case went to immigration court, but there are other issues behind it regarding this. But I'm not going to go into this situation. The point now being is that since 2015, my case has been in immigration court. Now, I know that a lot of people here in the United States don't know what happens in an immigration court hearing or what goes on. But since I have been in immigration court proceedings, and I'm still am in immigration court proceedings, since I started, at least the first 2 years, I had the same immigration judge. He no longer is serving. He retired. But while I had him, every time that I had an appearance before the immigration judge, I always had a different attorney for the government of the United States. And every time it was like a summary of what happened on the last immigration court hearing, it was just a waste of time. Because I believe that if a lawyer comes prepared, there is no need to be doing a review of what happened in the last immigration court. And the thing is most people who are in immigration court proceedings will not have the same attorney for the government. It's always a different one. And because of this, they always have to review. They always have to look back at what happened. And you know, the thing that bothers me the most is that some of the attorneys are actually looking at the record at the time that the court hearing is going on. So that to me is a lack of preparation and a lack of interest. Now, given yes, that there is a lot of people who are in immigration proceedings and these attorneys have to deal with a lot of people as well, I understand that. But because of this lack of preparation, some immigration proceedings are not fairly and justly done. My family and myself, we do not have money for an immigration attorney, so I have had to do everything pro se since 2015. And I have had to read countless hours of immigration law, investigating anything that comes from the Supreme Court, the VIA, the Third Circuit. I read and study anything that I can use in my case. And have I not done this, I most likely probably have been already been removed from the United States. But because I have spent all this time, I'm still here. Now, in my last immigration court proceeding, I had requested the government permission to work so that I could legally sustain myself since my spouse passed away. The attorney for the government denied that because, as he stated, I'm in the process of adjudicating my adjustment of status to become a permanent resident. And until that happens, they can't give me what they call it, an EAD. Excuse me. Now that we have gone through the pandemic situation, excuse me, how is a person, an immigrant, who is trying to do the best he can, able to support himself in dire situation, facing a pandemic situation, and yet the government of the United States denies him permission to work after having had already two EADs given to him? I can't understand, or I can't even fathom, that the government of the United States would treat the widow of a U.S. citizen in such a fashion. Because things are becoming desperate in my home, I had to write a motion to the court requesting requesting permission to work until the date of my court hearing, which is still almost a year away. So it is frustrating. It is terribly frustrating to be able to have the willingness to work legally and being tied by red tape. What can we do? I think, yes, that immigration law has to change a lot. It's a process, and given, you know, in politics, I don't like politics because it's all give and take. But it's necessary, I understand, to keep, you know, the immigration system under control. Yes, and I do agree, you know, that if you come legally to the United States, you know, that you should be the first ones in line to do the paperwork and receive all the benefits that you get when you become a permanent resident. But I'm just amazed at all this backlog in immigration courts, and I understand also the pandemic hasn't helped at all. And I'm patient. But at times I just feel, you know, like hopeless, like there's no more recourse. And before my spouse passed away, I told him that I will not give up. And if I have to take this case to the Supreme Court, I will. Because my spouse did not pass away doing everything he could to keep me here in the U.S. and for me just to wipe my hands and leave. No, I'm going to fight it until the end. And I know it's hard. And so for people who are going through immigration proceedings, if you have the money, hire a good attorney. And if you can't, there are other legal resources out there that you can actually ask, and they will be able to guide you and help you, so that you are not alone in facing this situation like I am facing the situation. But don't give up. Don't give up. And I am here, and I have helped countless people also do their immigration paperwork since I could actually practically probably become an immigration attorney by now, you know, having studied immigration law for so many years now. That's why I keep up with all the new stuff that's coming up. So I put out there, if anyone is listening who is an immigrant and needs some advice on some issue, I'm not an immigrant attorney, but I could be able to find out any questions that you might have, the answers to them, or I may be able to guide you to an immigrant attorney who knows more about this situation. Well, anyway, I'm going to cut this short now, and I want to thank you for listening. And I'm sorry, but I had to vent out my frustration right now, because it's like I need to scream or do something. But I am a person who is very mellow and introvert. So that's the worst type of personality that you can get or have. Because we're like sponges. We absorb everything until we can't hold it anymore. And then everything comes out. But anyway, I hope that everyone has a very... happy Thanksgiving, and that during these festivities you are cautious with drinking and driving and walking. Sometimes you don't even look left or right when you're crossing streets. Be careful, be cautious, spend time with your family. If there are issues and things that you need to fix with your family, do them. We never know how long you have them. And I always remember one thing, never go to bed angry. I think that has helped my marriage when my spouse and I were alive. We had a lot of disagreements, but we never went angry to bed. We always tried to fix it up. And that made a whole lot of difference in our marriage. So, well, anyway, once again, happy Thanksgiving.